Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on claudiorelsano.com, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center and Aspire Pediatric Therapy. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my fantastic producer, Adam Zaloof. You know, with everything that's going on these days with the coronavirus, we need a distraction, and hopefully this show provides a little distraction and some entertainment for you, which we all certainly need for sure. And we have two of the best, without question. Tina Turner years ago had a song, Simply the Best, where these guys are simply the best. And that's NFL scout, award-winning writer, TV host, producer, Smokin' Jim Frazier, and TV host, producer, and mentor, Luther Dupree. Thank you guys for being on the show, as always.
Hey, Claudio, thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure. My favorite show.
Man, I appreciate it. Jim, you still there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Okay, guys, let's jump right into it. Adam Schefter of ESPN said that he feels, because of the situation that we are all in right now, the coronavirus, that the NFL draft should be postponed. Luther, let's start with you. What do you think of that thought? Would you postpone it, or would you have it go on as scheduled?
You know what? I think definitely they need to postpone it. The NFL is the only sports league operating like nothing's going on. You see free agents, Tom Brady's going to Tampa Bay. It's like they don't recognize, you know, there's a pandemic going on right now. I don't want to mess up that word like Floyd Mayweather did a couple days ago. But, yeah, they need to move it. Listen. It's April 25th or 23rd or whatever. They need to move it back. Maybe put it sometime in May where things are a little better. I think they need to move it back. I definitely agree with Adam. I don't agree with them much, but I agree with them on this one.
Smoking Jim?
Hey, you know what? This is really, I just noticed it. Claudio, it's the first time in 5 years we ain't going to talk about Deontay Wilder. I guess everybody's off that bandwagon.
Well, but, you know what? That's funny you said that. So we do
cheated.
Talk about
Jury
it.
Jury cheated.
You know, the funny part is, Claudio, the Pittsburgh Steelers signed three players from the XFL. They should sign Deontay Wilder. He always wanted to play football, and they could always use a 6'7", 231-pound guy that don't like to get hit. But,
wow.
Hey,
kick
Claudio,
a guy when he's down.
As far as the NFL draft, I disagree with Adam Schefter. The NFL draft, listen, they used to have the draft in January, man, February. You know, the NFL draft, all you're doing is selecting college players. You can do that anywhere. You know, the people that want it moved around is the people that making money off the draft, that can't evaluate talent like Adam Schefter, the guy that goes around and gets people to snitch, and that's how he makes his money. You know, these other guys can't evaluate talent. Listen, if you've been studying these guys like I have since they were freshmen in college, you should know who you want to select. All you have to do is make a phone call, select a guy. Don't have to be nothing big, nothing flamboyant. Get the guys so they know what team they're on. And then when everything is all said and done, then you can go ahead and you know, begin developing your football team.
Hey, Claudio, let me just jump in on that. See, the reason I say move it, part of the draft is where you hear the crowd react. You see they're there with their family and everybody's high-fiving and all that. That's all gone. Part of it is the show.
Sure.
You know, the guys are in New York and they do all that leading up. If you do it when it is now, there'll be a couple guys with two people in their house. It's just the excitement is gone. Plus, right now, I think they need to put everything on hold. I mean,
how was it when Joe Green got drafted? They didn't have all this stuff, man. When
you going in ancient
drafted.
History, Jim.
Hey,
listen, we're talking 2000. You going back in the 70s. I wasn't even born then.
Game.
Old school?
Hey,
come on.
This ain't born to be in Bailey, brother. This ain't a practice,
man. You know? Listen, man, it's all about the show. That's this new gen. It's all about the show. There is no show. The show is gone. There's a pandemic. Let it go. The NBA shut down. The NHL shut down. Major League Baseball shut down. NFL, you need to do the same thing. Let this thing get under control, because if they had the draft, people were going to start trying to get out and do different things. No. Shut it down. Let things get closer back to normal, and then have it. You know, the NFL acts like nothing's going on right now. I don't like it at all.
Wouldn't that be close to normal? They shut down March Madness. They shut down a lot of things. People are watching games from 12, 15 years ago. They're watching the Pirates when they was winning. Hey, this is a distraction. This is getting back to normal. You're selecting these guys that worked hard for 4 or 5 years. Some of them, like Charlie Batch, had to do 6 years because he was brittle. But, hey, listen, you know, have the draft. And let's get on with it. I'm looking
and
forward
they want
to it.
And they want the full experience, just like the guys before them, where they could be there with their family. They could be in New York, wherever it is, celebrate, put the hat on, shake the commissioner's hand. Shut it down, let things get back to normal, then do a normal draft. That's what I say. There's no reason to have it now.
I think they should have.
I want some lips, hips, and fingertips right now, but I can't get it. I got to wait. You can't get everything you want in life, dude.
I tell you what, I think they should have it, because all that you have on TV right now is obviously today's hot topic is the coronavirus. I think it would be a good distraction. Now, should they have it at Madison Square Garden where there's a ton of people? Obviously not. They're even considering having games with no fans in the stands, so they can have a draft with no fans. And then I think it is good, like I said, because a lot of people look forward to the draft almost as much as they do the season. Okay, I think it'd be a good distraction. So I'm with Smoking Jim on that one.
Hey, Claudio, I agree with you 100% as usual. Hey, listen, what is my favorite sport?
Football.
Your only sport, football.
My
weightlifting.
My favorite sport is the only real sport out here, and that is wrestling. And I'm taping Monday Night Raw right now, and they're wrestling in front of no people.
That's right.
Brother.
That's right.
You know, it looks weird. It looks strange. But I still love it. I still watch wrestling every Monday and Friday.
It looks like a practice. I've tried. My kids tried to have me watching that. I'm like, wait, there's no fans? This is kind of boring. You know, and that's how the NFL draft would be. You need to have the fans. We see how important fans are to sporting events at this time. You know, you need to have them there. It adds that excitement.
Well, you went to an all-black school, and it was all about the band at halftime. You guys, y'all can't
Oh,
do
man,
that.
They used to throw it out, too.
You can't do that without entertainment.
All right. Okay, guys, now the Steelers draft number 49. Well, their first-round pick is going to be the 49th pick. I thought getting Minka Fitzpatrick was a great deal from the get-go. You never know what you're going to get. Even with a first-round draft pick, you don't know what you're going to get. This guy, they knew he was big time, and I think he proved to be big time. So I think it was a good move to get him. Smoking Jim, do you look back on that trade now and say it was a good trade, and you're okay with the Steelers picking their first pick at number 49?
I think the Pittsburgh Steelers organization did an excellent job getting Minka Fitzpatrick for the simple reason they can't draft. You know, there's not one single player on their football team from the 2016 draft. It's a poor – listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers ought to go back to their philosophy of the 60s and get rid of all their draft picks and get established veterans in here. Hey, the Pittsburgh ought to take advantage of what they do best. They're the worst drafting team in the history of football, but people want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Veterans want to play here because they play on Monday Night Football the whole bit. Other than Dallas, Pittsburgh is America's team, so I think they should do more of that. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers secondary, three out of the four players came from teams. The only weak link is the guy that they drafted, Terrell Edmonds.
Luther, before you go on, I want to ask Jim a question that I've never asked him before. Jim, whenever you are in the room in the Steelers draft picks, when you're in stake, when you're doing that, and you come up with a name of a player that you feel strongly about, like you did AB, do you ever find somebody who's resistant with your – and I know you just don't say, okay, pick this guy. I mean, you're very thorough because I know that you pour your heart and soul into this, and you watch these guys religiously, and you know what kind of shoes they wear. But do you get any of the guys who are so-called, in quotes, experts to say, I don't think you're right? Do you ever get any pushback?
Well, let me – you know, I've gone through two different administrations. I started in 2000 with Bill Cowher. And don't forget, in the 2003 draft, I picked Ivan Taylor from Southwest Louisiana, which is now Ike Taylor from Louisiana Lafayette. So, you know, Bill Cowher allowed me to have more of a voice than the Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert guys. You know, like I said, even with Antonio Brown, it was a fight to get Antonio Brown in here. They had 3 6-round draft picks, and they only picked Antonio Brown to shut me up. They never heard of him. You know, it's always a struggle. When I called for Darius Leonard 2 years ago, and I said they would never miss Ryan Shazier, that Darius Leonard from a small all-black school, South Carolina State, would be better, that they never heard of him. You know, they basically threatened to fire me, which they've done on 3 other occasions. And
so
I just went back to eat. I went back to eat my steak. And all Darius Leonard did was be the NFL Rookie of the Year, led the NFL in tackles, and he's a 2-time Pro Bowler. And next year he'll be a 3-time Pro Bowler, and they could have had him for a 2nd-round draft pick.
All right, Luther, your thoughts on them picking on the their first pick on the 49th pick.
Man, Jim's answer was so long, I almost forgot the question. Thanks for asking again. But, you know, first of all, the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade was robbery. The Steelers should be arrested for what they did to the Dolphins for getting him for absolutely nothing. Their pick isn't going to be that great. And there's
exactly
no way they would have got a player like Minkah Fitzpatrick, who looks like an all-pro every year and a future Hall of Famer. But if I were the Steelers, they have to look at running back. I'm not impressed with anybody they have in the backfield. James Conner is all heart, but he's brittle. He gets hurt every 2 games. You can't have him as a feature back. I'm not impressed with the other guys. If they have a Jonathan Taylor on the board, you have to take him. Guy averaged about 6.7, great size, good speed. I think they have to go after him. And then if they don't go after him, they could look running back later, maybe look at a Jalen Hurts. I'm not impressed with any of the backup quarterbacks. I think Hurts could be a steal. That might be a little high for him. But I would go Jonathan Taylor, the running back out of Wisconsin, if he's there.
All right. Now, Jim, before we get to some names that you have in mind, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford. They are open for pickup and delivery. I think delivery. I know for sure pickup. And criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. We'll be right back with the great Smokin' Jim Frazier and the great Luther Dupree. Right back.
Achoo. Spring is here, and so are spring allergies. Are you experiencing headaches, fatigue, nasal congestion, itchy watery eyes, ear pressure, or vertigo? You may have spring and summer allergies. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois. We'll diagnose, treat, and get you feeling better. Allergy therapy could help eliminate these symptoms and avoid the hassles of daily medications, as well as the side effects that go along with them. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. Call Dr. Roscoe's office today, 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, Jim. Now, Luther mentioned Jonathan Taylor, first-round pick. I don't know if he's going to be around. I was looking more at the guy from LSU, even though he's 5'7". Clyde Edwards, I think is pronounced Hilaire. I've seen him play twice. He's pretty nice. And I kind of liked Zach Moss from Utah. I'm just not crazy about some of his competition. But, Jim, obviously I go with your gut instinct and your picks. And real quick, I love offensive linemen and defensive linemen high in the drafts, but I think they're okay with that. Jim, what do you think about this year's first-round draft pick for the Steelers?
Well, I got to agree with Luther. Jonathan Taylor would be excellent. 5'11", 220 pounds, 4'3", speed. He ain't going to be there late in the second round. Hey, listen, I'm high on a kid from Boston College called A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon is A.J. Dillon's a beast. He's 250 pounds. He runs a 4.5 40. He, as a true freshman, he ran for 1,500 yards. Last year, as a true junior, he ran for 1,600 yards. This guy worked on catching the football. He can block. And I think he's a north-south runner that the Pittsburgh Steelers need. He's durable, never been injured. But I tell you what, my number one running back, it reminds me of Christian Okoye. Remember Christian Okoye? African assassin. But don't forget, that year, Kansas City Chiefs took Paul Palmer from Temple, who was coached by the genius there, Bruce Arians. But I like a guy nobody's talking about from TCU. I'll spell his name for you. S-E-W-O, I guess, Sulo. It's an African name, O-L-O-N-I-L-U-A. Luther can help us with it. This guy is 6'3", 250 pounds. Nobody's talking about him. He squats 700 pounds. He bench presses 455 pounds. The guy is the next Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye. Why there nobody talking about him getting drafted maybe till the seventh round, if that. But if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would pull the trigger with him. He'd be the second running back that I would take maybe in the fourth or fifth round. He's that worthy of a draft choice, in my opinion.
All right. Now, a lot of talk has been about Jameis Winston perhaps coming to Pittsburgh as a backup for a year or two, and then maybe being the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger. I thought, and I when he came out of college, I said he was going to be big time, real big time. He isn't big time, but I still think he can be a star in the league, especially with a good team, good system. Luther, you mentioned Jalen Hurts. Would you take Winston as a backup, let him sit behind Roethlisberger for a year or two, and then let him take over?
Listen, I was high on him coming out of Florida State. I thought Jameis Winston was going to be a star. Unfortunately, sometimes circumstances, contribute to how far you can go. But listen, in the offseason, Jameis got his ass fixed. Now, imagine this. He threw for 5,190 yards, led the NFL, and he couldn't see. He had to get the laser surgery. His eyes are better. He got married, and then he got married inside his house the other day. Yeah, inside his house. So there's a lot of things coming together. This is the perfect time to get a Jameis Winston. The price tag won't be so high. His eyes are fixed. He can learn for a year, maybe under Ben, and he'll get some playing time because we know Ben's not going to play all 16, or should I say 17 games this year. So I think that would be a perfect move. You can get him for maybe $7 or $8 million. He comes in with a chip on his shoulder, and he still has that number one pedigree. I think he can still play. He had some bad reads, but now we know why. He couldn't see. He still threw for 30 touchdowns, led the league in passing yards. He did have those 30 interceptions as well, but that's because he couldn't see. I say bring him in, give him a chance. He's better than anything we have on the bench. Yes, that's our move. I think we do that. I like our chances, even if Ben gets hurt. Right now, Ben gets hurt, we're still in the same position as last year, nothing on offense. We got Jameis back there. I think we can still make a nice run at the Super Bowl.
I'm with you. Smoking Jim.
Well, he could see them shrimp he was stealing at Florida State.
He couldn't see it in. He couldn't see the camera.
Down his line. But, hey, listen, the guy's been productive. 120 touchdown passes, 20,000 yards in his career. Listen, there's the reason there's 32 teams in the National Football League is you have to fit a guy into your philosophy. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a team that can overcome turnovers. They got the number one defense in the NFL. You know what I mean? The Pittsburgh Steelers can get a lead, not fumble the ball, and win a lot of football games. You can't have turnover machines coming in there, throwing 5-6 interceptions in a given game. And, you know, that's what Jameis – I don't care what his eye problem was.
Vinny couldn't see.
Vinny Testaverde ended up getting corrective vision, too, and still led the NFL in interceptions colorblind. Hey, listen, this guy's he's a turnover machine. And, you know, there's no way I would take him. I think that plus you can't afford him. When you're going to sign him for a one-year deal, after that he's going to be looking for big money based on, you know, his productivity in the league. No. Let him go. Either he's going to be your starter, or you know, let him go somewhere else where he can compete for a starting position. He's not a backup. This ain't Charlie Batch.
He's Byron Leftwich, though. You know,
huh?
Leftwich came here, was a nice backup for us for a couple years.
I think I compare him because they're two black quarterbacks that can't run. they're novelty.
He was a good backup. He was a good backup.
Yeah. Yeah, he married one of the Shafinos. I tell you what, he was smart. That's why he's
See, Jim knows the backstory, right, Luther.
Oh, here we go with the Wikipedia stuff, the back page stories Jim got.
Now, Luther mentioned earlier about James Conner being brittle. Obviously, again, great story, and when he's healthy, he's all pro. But are they going to be able to count on him again? Smoking Jim, what would you do with James Conner?
Well, my evaluation, and Luther remembers this, I said before the draft that, you know, I thought James Conner would have had a first round draft pick value. I said I wouldn't take him in any round because James Conner, in my opinion, had the bone structure of a 190-pound guy that put on 240 pounds of muscle because he's an extremely hard worker. And I said that James Conner, no matter what team he goes to the NFL, will always be often injured because he got too much muscle on a 190-pound frame. And you're seeing what's happening. You get away with that when you're a teenager, but once you start getting into your 20s, the wear and tear on them bones is showing, and that's what you're seeing with James Conner. He's always going to be hurt. He's a brittle brother, and the Steelers got a lot of them.
Luther.
And for the first time tonight, I agree with Jim as far as, you know, you can't rely on him. Chemo, you know, he tore his ACL, came back, cancer, went through chemo, and that just did a job on his body. He's not able to take the hits, the punishment. I don't know if we've ever seen a running back have chemo and then come and have a long career as a running back. I mean, the fact that he's made it this long is a credit to him and his hard work. But, no, it's time to move on. He's a nice piece and maybe a change of speed, change of pace guy. But we need a number one guy. We don't have that on a team right now.
I'm with you both. I think he'd be a guy who can get maybe about 6 to 8 carries a game. Like I said, I'm sure they're going to go. I think we all three of us agree they're going to go number one running back, I would assume. Do you agree that he'd be a good piece, like you said, about a 6-8 carry guy?
Yeah, nice change of pace guy. You know, he'll give it. Yeah. He'll give it his all. Those 8 carries. He might get injured by on a 7th carry, but you know, he'll give you 110% on every one of the carries. Won't avoid any hits, and might lip off the field, but he's going to give you everything he has.
All right. Now, thoughts on the tight end, which I think was a good pickup, Eric Ebron. Luther, your thoughts on the big pickup?
Wow. I mean, that's a wild card. I mean, we could have 2 injury-prone tight ends in Vance McDonald and Eric Ebron. Both of those guys had some injury problems. Remember the last tight end we brought in from San Diego? He had some big plays, but had a whole lot of did-not-play injuries on that. I think Eric Ebron is a solid player. I don't know how healthy he is. 2 years ago, of course, he led the league in touchdowns. Last year, not so much. They're rolling the dice. I think he'll be a solid. Between him and Vance McDonald, I think we can get 17 games out of both of them. You know, so I think he'll be okay. He'll be a solid guy while he's in there. But I don't see him lasting the whole season. He's another brittle, as Jim calls him, another brittle brother that we got on the team. But I think he'll be solid for about 10 games. Hopefully some of those 10 will be playoff games. But I think it's a nice pickup. They didn't break the bank on him. I think it's a solid pickup.
You see, Jim, Luther corrected me on his pronunciation of his name. All right, Jim, your thoughts.
Well, I tell you what, man. Both him and Vance McDonald is pretty fast, so it should be a sprint to who gets to the team doctor first. Listen, you got guys. Listen, I love Eric. He's 6'4", 255 pounds. Never seen anybody want to block. He had one great year where he led the league in touchdowns with 13. Never had double figures in any other year because he was always hurt. But, hey, listen, Claudio, Luther, you play sports all your life. Claudio, you're a coach and an athlete and a general manager and a scout. Listen, there's so many fine ligaments and tendons in your ankle. This guy's ankle is still not healthy. Who knows whether it'll be healthy for how long in the fall. Luther says he's not making much money, but he's got signed a 2-year, $12 million contract. I think that's very expensive for a guy that has a history of injuries, and especially from the waist down. He had ankle, he got hamstring, he got knees. You know what I mean? And now you got him and Vance Johnson. I mean, yeah.
McDonald,
and I love them both, but you can't make the club in the tub.
What they both did, and they're making pretty decent money.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But the Steelers are great evaluators of talent at the tight end position. Just ask Nick Barnett that we had to give up a 5th-round draft pick. You know what I mean? Mm. And now we send them packing already. We could use that draft pick. In my opinion, a 5th-round is a very high and valuable draft pick just gave away for nothing.
Good point.
Before we go to our next commercial break, are there any coaches on the Steelers, be it Tomlin or any of the assistants, that are on the hot seat this year? Luther.
I would have said the defensive coordinator, but last year the defense made a tremendous jump. I don't think it was much coaching. I think it was more so they got an all-pro player at safety, and that changed the whole D around. Bud Dupree stepped up, and T.J. Watt is just terrific all around. I think both of those, I think if they don't make the playoffs this year, I think the whole coaching staff may be gone. After this one, but I see them making the playoffs and I see them going deep. I think Ben, hopefully he can make it through and I hopefully bring in a veteran quarterback. But I think if they don't make the playoffs this year, I think we could be looking at a whole coaching staff change. But they're going to make the playoffs, so I don't see that happening. I think all the coaches will be safe after this year, after a solid season and a postseason run, maybe to the Super Bowl. I could see it. The defense is ready to go. If we can get that offense cranked up, I think we could make some things happen.
Smoking Jim.
Well, Dr. Spin is in. Luther was flip-flopping so much. I don't know if he said they can fire the coaches.
It's all about the playoffs, Jim. I learned by listening to you, Jim.
Oh, Dr. Spin is in. McCarthy. That's who I wanted. But listen, got a lot of coaches they need to fire. John Mitchell, the assistant head coach, that's the biggest waste of money in NFL history. How about the offensive coordinator, Randy Fichtner? That offense was horrible last year, proving what I said all along, that Big Ben's the offensive coordinator. How about the tight end coach, James Daniels? The tight ends looked horrible. Get rid of that brother. How about the running back coach, Eddie Faulkner? The running backs look horrible. They look like they didn't even know what they were doing out there. And how about Mike Munchak's coffee boy? You know, John Surrett. Offensive line looked horrible. I predicted that they would be exposed without Mike Munchak, and they were.
Quarterback play.
And let's not forget the special team coach, bubblegum chewing Danny Smith, needs to go. So, yeah, there's a lot of coaches that need to go. But the one thing, Claudio, you got to go back Chuck Knoll's day. He had the best coaching staff. He hired the best coaching staff.
Sure did.
And developed in football. Bill Cowher, best coaching staff he developed in football. There's not one coach on Mike Tomlin's staff that's being sought after, even as a coordinator, let alone a head coach anywhere, even Tyron Ridgeland High School.
Okay.
Well, all we know is the genius just got Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
And we're going to get to that. We're definitely going to get to that right after our next commercial break from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Trafford, PA, Lee Davison Associates Legends Division Facebook page, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Please call Eric at area code 412-963-9308. We were right back with Luther Dupree and Smokin' Jim Frazier.
Spring is here, and so are spring allergies. Are you experiencing headaches, fatigue, nasal congestion, itchy watery eyes, ear pressure, or vertigo? You may have spring and summer allergies. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois. We'll diagnose, treat, and get you feeling better. Allergy therapy could help eliminate these symptoms and avoid the hassles of daily medications, as well as the side effects that go along with them. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. Call Dr. Roscoe's office today, 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davison Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stedett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davison Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, guys, Luther mentioned Tom Brady. That's obviously the big news. Number one, were you shocked that he left? Who do you put the blame on? Blame. I don't want to say blame, but who do you think? Was he pushed out or was it him? And do you think it's going to work in Tampa? Luther.
All right, first, I want to go back to something Jim said about the coaching tree. Who's the best coach in the NFL right now? Bill Belichick, right, who we're about to get into. Look at his coaching tree. Everybody that left his staff folded. They failed, and the one that's still coaching right now just traded away the top receiver in the game for a beat-up running back. Everybody who came from his coaching tree has failed, flopped, and is out the league or about to be out the league. So all that coach and tree garbage, I don't want to hear it. He's the best coach of the league, and his coach and tree sucks. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. The reason that he's gone, Bill Belichick wanted to get rid of Tom Brady and prove that he could win a Super Bowl on his own. You know, Tom Brady took pay cut after pay cut after pay cut. As much as I didn't like him, all he did was win. They never, you know, this year, he didn't have any receivers. They tried to bring in Antonio Brown. They knew what they were getting into, cut him after two games. You know, they tried to bring in a receiver. Josh Gordon traded him for a fifth-round pick, even though I guess they knew he had a positive drug test coming. Listen, when you can't – this is a guy that should have retired with the New England Patriots, but Bill Belichick is so full of himself. He wants to prove that he can win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady and prove that he was the reason that the team was getting there. It's not going to work. He doesn't have a quarterback on his team. He doesn't have the talent. He's lost his kicker. It's not going to work. I put the burden squarely on Bill Belichick for not Tom Brady not retiring there. And I think it is going to work at Tampa Bay. Remember, Jameis Winston was there, had one good eye, threw for 5,000 yards. He has Mike Evans, a beast of a receiver. 6'3", could run a 4-5, great tight end, great receivers, and he has a great offensive mind in Bruce Arians. The question is he going to hold up the whole time? Because one thing we know about Bruce Arians, his quarterbacks can take some punishment because he likes to go deep. But I think it will work. I think they make the playoffs. And I think they're going to have a solid run, but they're that's about it. They're not going to win a division, but they will make the playoffs and make it interesting because that offense is going to be exciting to watch.
Smoking Jim.
Well, I tell you what, Tom Brady leaving New England was the biggest shock since Y.A. Tittle left San Francisco at 35 and made the Pro Bowl 2 out of 3 years with the Giants. Hey, listen, I don't agree with Luther. I think it was ego. But it was Tom Brady's ego. You look at all these guys. You look at all these guys that cost some years on them. Only Big Ben got offered a long-term contract. You know, Phillip Rivers didn't. You know, Eli Manning didn't. Peyton Manning didn't. You know what I mean? Brett Favre didn't. You got the
Peyton Manning.
You got the best quarterback. I'm saying when it was time. He was a one-year contract guy. You look at the best quarterback in football right now, Drew Brees. He's not getting a long-term deal. It's a one-year. It's a one-year contract. You know, Tom Brady, listen, he had everything he wanted. Listen, the owner stepped in for Tom Brady when they wanted, you know, Jimmy G. That's who Belichick wanted. Belichick wanted to move on with Jimmy G. You know what I mean?
And he wanted to get rid of him a couple years ago. Exactly. Prove my point, Joe.
You can't argue. But the owner stepped in and sided with Tom Brady. Listen, Tom Brady's going to do a phenomenal job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they got the offensive guru in Bruce Arians, a two-time NFL head coach of the year. There's never been
coaching tree from where? What coaching tree is he from?
From Bill Cowher.
Tomlin.
On Bill Tomlin. Staff. He was on
Tomlin.
Bill
Tomlin. All right, just stay at
he
Tomlin.
Was on Bill Cowher's staff. So. And
offensive coordinator for Tomlin,
And all he wanted to do was be an offensive coordinator, but Art Rooney Jr. fired him, so he went on to be the best coach in the National Football League. I disagree with that.
Oh, here we go.
I think that Bruce Arians is the best. And I tell you what, I wish they could get Antonio Brown, but they got a stack. They got a stack receiving core. They got a receiver out of Penn State that wore number 12. That gave up his jersey for no money. And that's how you win championships, because out of respect. I would have gave Tom Brady my number out of respect. I don't need no money coming back. You know what I mean? I'm not homeless. You know what I mean?
I bet he wish he had some money now.
It's out of respect. You know, sometimes you just do things.
Hey, I could respect you and get paid as well. That's usually how it is.
What?
Hey,
for
I have number 12. Pardon me?
For
that number. Hey, yeah,
Tom
you could have the number,
number,
you know, throw some money my way. Come on, he doesn't have a contract like Tom Brady. That's usually how it is.
Yeah, that's how Le'Veon Bell would do it. How many championships he got? You know, Antonio Holmes. Hey, you want to win a championship, you got to have good people, and you get good people when they're coached by Terry Smith, former Gateway guy.
Here we go. Listen,
you know he had to bring that up.
Jim, you said some garbage. Let me clarify this fake news. Breeze is not the best quarterback in the NFL or even the NFC. That would be Patrick
Mahomes.
Does he got
the record?
Pardon me? You said last year. You said the best record in the best quarterback in
the
NFL. Quarterback
in football. I said best.
Yeah, and that's not true. Okay, come on, Patrick Mahomes.
How about the NFC?
Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Can Drew Brees do something in the playoffs? He didn't even play the whole year. Teddy Bridgewater won 5 of his games. They might have had a better shot if Bridgewater was in there. What has he done except fall in the playoffs the last 4 years? Come on, Smokey Jim. Don't give him that credit.
He got a Super Bowl ring, don't he?
And he got one. Yeah, 10 years ago.
But he got almost 80,000 yards passing.
Hey, you're talking about a career achievement. You said the best quarterback in football. I can give you eight quarterbacks better
NFC.
Than him.
We were talking NFC.
And you're still wrong.
NFC.
And you're still wrong. You will not take him over Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson?
Because he got a better-looking wife?
Because he's a better quarterback with better stats. Aaron Rodgers, better stats. Come on.
Aaron Rodgers can't lead Dallas.
Drew Brees can't stay healthy. He's past his prime, Smoking Jim. Let it go.
As
a matter of fact, Tom Brady is better than him in his own division now. What are you talking about?
Yards. I'm just saying, how do that's your opinion, Lou. You're giving
it's
your
fact.
Opinion.
He didn't play a full season, first of all. So what do you always say? You can't make the club if you're in the tub. Well, he was in the tub half the season.
And
he can't be the best.
And when he came back,
he fought in the playoffs. Those are facts. All that fake news just spit. Let it go.
But the point I was making was he's an older quarterback that was only getting a one-year deal. And a lot of people think he's great.
And I said
that Brady – was the guy with the ego. He could have stayed with New England. They wanted him back, but he decided to leave, which he turned his back on the team that loved him. And he don't need the money. His wife's making over $100 million a year.
And Peyton Manning was another old – that's not true. Peyton Manning is another older quarterback coming off a neck surgery that got a three-year deal. So, it is, you know, there's a lot of reasons, a lot of players.
What kind of deal did Eli get? What kind of deal did Plummer?
Eli's retired. He was with the Giants. Come on.
How about the quarterback for San Diego? What kind of long-term deal he got? He got 1 year. All the older guys is getting 1 year, except for Big Ben.
Big Ben, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees. Come on, all these guys. These guys are playing longer now, Jim. Two-year deals. And that's what Ben got, a two-year extension. Ben renegotiated, got a two-year deal.
Ben got a long-term deal, yeah.
2 years. That's a long-term deal now?
And that was a mistake by the Steelers.
And Drew Brees.
All these other guys didn't. Drew Brees.
The only one I know that didn't is Phillip Rivers. He's the only one who signed that 1 year. They're going to sign him for a two-year. Yeah, but he's going to sign for a two-year deal when they get back and running. He's letting the team do their business. He'll get a two-year deal just like Ben, just like Brady. Only one who didn't is Phillip Rivers, who got a 1 year, $25 million deal,
which is crazy.
Too much for him. Indianapolis is insane for paying that guy that type of money after the season he had last year. He's getting worse and worse.
They paid your last quarterback $30 million, not to even play last year. So what are you talking about? They got money to throw around, evidently.
Yeah. Well, he played them half the preseason and decided to retire before the first game. So.
Right.
What can you say?
The Steelers is paying Shazier $8 million not to play. So,
well, he's an inspiration on the sideline.
Everybody's wasting money.
But you know what? I'm with Luther on this. I think that Belichick pushed him out. I think he did want to see. He wanted to prove that he can win a Super Bowl without him. The two examples that comes to mind is when Shanahan pushed Elway out, and he thought he was going to win with Maddox or whoever he was going to have his
he never did.
Then another guy going way back, and I don't know if people remember this, but when Roger Staubach announced his retirement, Landry didn't exactly put a stop to it because he thought, you know, he had Danny White in the wings, and he thought that Danny White was going to take him to the Super Bowl, which he never did. I do not think Belichick will ever go back to a Super Bowl again. I think that I mean, why you're considered the greatest by some, by many, the greatest head football coach of all time. What more is there? What other ego do you need? I mean, I think they should have kept Brady. He should have retired as a Patriot. So, again, my thought is that they pushed him out. Well, not they. Belichick pushed him out, number one. Number two, will the Tampa Bay deal work? I think it will. I think he has a hell of a shot to make the Super Bowl because of the offensive weapons. He's not going to know what to do with all those weapons. Look at the year he had Randy Moss. Okay, now he's got a couple Randy Mosses close to it. I mean, he's got, you know, he's got some weapons there. He's got more than one. So I think
they got an outstanding tight end in Howard, O.J. Howard.
Howard, right?
That's what I'm saying. But he's got a lot of weapons, and I think everybody's excited. I like Bruce Arians. He's one of my favorite head coaches. I think he's going to do it great. I think he's going to be even a better play caller. I think he's even going to be better because he has a guy who gets it, a guy who has both eyes working, and I think he's going to have a lot of fun. If they have the draft, Luther, because I know Jim likes to go after you, who would you take, Tua or Burrow?
I'm never taking a guy coming off of a horrific injury. I have to go Joe Burrow. All he did at LSU was change the whole culture. It was always defense, run 3 yards, a cloud of dust. I have to go with him. He had an incredible year. It's amazing. He wasn't able to get on the field really until this year, but I would go with him. Cincinnati has to pull the trigger and go after him. But Tua, I loved him before the injury. I just don't know if he's going to be the same type of player. I would not take the number one pick and use it on a guy who's coming off an injury like that. It got to be Joe.
Now, before Jim, you go, do you think Burrow – I'll tell you what. Jim, yes, you answer. Tua or Burrow?
Hey, Luther, who was that fat black guy from LSU that went number one overall?
What was DeMarcus Russell, huh?
Russell.
Yeah, so I mean, LSU threw the football. This ain't the first time they threw the football.
They didn't throw it with him. He just had a strong arm.
They just got somebody that threw it effectively. I mean, last I looked, you know, the guy for the Giants that played for Cleveland, all them guys played for LSU. They caught a lot of passes, man. But, hey, Claudio, I think if you're Cincinnati Bengals, you got to go with a quarterback. Here's the guy that threw for 60 touchdowns at LSU. Granted, he was only 1 year wonder. He was a third, fourth string quarterback at Ohio State because they don't play nothing but black quarterbacks down there. Reverse racism at Ohio State. But the best player, but if they say defense wins championships, don't rule out Chase Young from Ohio State.
No, they can't do that.
I'm just saying, why not? Look at the kid that was the rookie of the year. I played with him at Ohio State. Who's the white guy that was rookie of the year? He got his brother in the league, too. What's his name, Luke?
Yeah,
that
Young.
Played for San Francisco.
Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I mean,
Nick Bosa,
not?
Yeah.
If you can get another Nick Bosa and Chase is just as look like he could be another Bosa, why not? But I agree that if I'm Cincinnati, listen, I'm not taking a Samoan with an injury. You know what I mean? Left-handed guy. You know what I mean? I got to take Joe Burrows. You know what I mean? Everybody's good in that system. I don't even think he was the best quarterback at Alabama. I think the best quarterback for Alabama played for Oklahoma last year.
But do you think that Burrow will go to Cincinnati? Because there's even talk that he's going to tell them he's going to pull an Eli Manning. Do you think that would happen, Jim?
Well, he's Johnny Manziel. He got a lot of Johnny Manziel with him. You know, that's a cocky kid, man. He got a lot of Johnny Manziel in him. And, you know, hey, when they're paying that kind of money, he's from supposedly from Ohio because his dad got fired from one job and ended up getting hired in Ohio. So now I guess he's from Ohio. You know, he spent his high school career there. But, hey listen, you know, if you're Cincinnati, you'd be dumb not to take him because even if he doesn't pan out, nobody can really complain because that was the guy to take. But if you take somebody else and Burrows go somewhere and be a superstar, you know, what can you do?
It's the Bungles, so you know they might mess it up anyway.
No, they don't have Marvin Lewis anywhere.
Listen, their history is longer than Marvin Lewis.
They oh, yeah, that's for sure.
For years. You can't just put that on him.
Uh-oh. That must be Jim. All right, guys. Now, with everything that's going on with the coronavirus, and obviously there's no sports at all, when do you see, just a prediction because we don't know, do you think there's going to be a Major League Baseball season, an NFL season, and maybe an NCAA football season? Luther.
Wow, that's a tough question. I think everything's going to be shut down until maybe September, October. I just think right now with everything going on, it seems like so many of these places are shutting down more and more.
Hey, the NFL is not going to lose money. They're not like
except
the NCAA.
Except the NFL. They'll play with nobody in the stands, and they don't care about it.
They're going to be like WWE.
I think it's going to be shut down until September, unfortunately. It's a sad thing, but I think they have to do it. You know, they start playing these games, people start going out again, and the problem will just get worse and worse. So I think
you
have to shut it down. I'm making it up just like the president. I'm making it up just like everybody else, the doctors, the president. Nobody knows. China tried to open up their basketball league. They did it. They had plans to do it and shut it back down immediately. They opened up 600 movie theaters, shut it down in 2 days.
Luther got some points, Jim. He's not Wikipedia.
Right.
he's calling numbers 600. Listen to him. All right, Jim. What about you?
I got the page open, Jim. What?
Hey, listen. This ain't basketball where you got LeBron James saying he ain't gonna play in front of an empty arena. They only play for the fans, like the fans don't watch on TV. Hey, you know what I mean? Listen. When is the only sport that's the American-made sport, and that's football? Football runs everything. There's going to be games. There's going to be gambling. There's going to be everything.
That's why he wants it, Luther.
That's right. Even if they have to play in empty stadiums, they will play football. Football's not spoiled like basketball and baseball and all these sports that say soccer. I'm not playing in front of an empty arena. If you love the game and you love to compete like most football players do, you'll play in an empty arena, an empty stadium, on TV, where billions of people are watching. So, yeah,
You know what, Jim? Right now, most around the country, they're saying 10 or less. We'll see how powerful the NFL is. 10 or less people in one place. That's generally what's accepted around the nation right now.
When? There's wrestling every week. There's wrestling every week.
And why do you think there's no fans? They're supposed to only have 10 people in there, two wrestlers and all that.
No, they got a bunch of equipment people, film people, everybody. Hey, listen, you're outside.
All right, Jim, you got it.
Hey, there'll be football, man. You were talking September.
All right, we're going to hopefully it's sooner than that because, I think we need to find something so we can get moving again because this is tough on everyone. But we're going to take our final quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Trafford, PA. Call 412-372-3667. And criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. We'll be right back with Smoking Jim Frazier and Luther Dupree.
Spring is here and so are spring allergies. Are you experiencing headaches, fatigue, nasal congestion, itchy watery eyes, ear pressure, or vertigo? You may have spring and summer allergies. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois. We'll diagnose, treat, and get you feeling better. Allergy therapy could help eliminate these symptoms and avoid the hassles of daily medications, as well as the side effects that go along with them. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. Call Dr. Roscoe's office today, 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, guys, our final piece of the show is the Eric Jackson Lurie final thoughts. Sometimes we have Eric Jackson Lurie lightning round. Today is the final thoughts. And I don't know if I'm going to ask this question properly, but I'll do the best I can. Luther and Jim, what could each sport do to add something positive to the league during this break? By that, I mean to kind of give a highlight, something to talk about. We've talked about – I'll give you my two things. One of them I think should happen. The other one is just something fun that just popped into my head. So, for example, Major League Baseball, I think it would be great, a great time – to say that they're going to at least put Pete Rose on the ballot to get voted into the Hall of Fame. That would, you know, because right now nothing's going on. There's no spring training. Nobody knows when the first pitch is going to be thrown. I think it would be good discussion, good fodder for the talk shows. I think would give it a positive spin and at least put him on the ballot. And this is kind of a crazy thought that just popped into my head today. And Luther, you may have more of an opinion on this than Jim. And that is having a four-point NBA shot lined up past half court. Just to have again, obviously they have a three-point shot, but have a four-point shot. Those are just my thoughts. Luther, what would you add to any of the sports to just add another flower to the garden, something to talk about other than what's going on, which is nothing?
Yeah, I like the 4-point play.
Okay,
you know, something
I didn't
like
think
that.
You would.
And
all right.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know, you got guys like Steph Curry and Trae Young shooting from half court anyway. Why right. not put a 4-pointer back there? I think that would be exciting for the game because the range just gets better and better. For baseball, I really think they need to relook at the Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire
okay.
era
right.
and get those guys on there. They didn't hold the managers accountable. Why are you holding a
Which
player?
Which you are the only one I ever heard say that.
And they never failed a test. They need to be in there. They were great before they were supposedly doing something. Guys I grew up watching, they should definitely be in there. I don't know how you can justify it. You don't have the home run leader. You don't have the all-time hitting leader. It's just a disgrace. How is it a Hall of Fame and you don't have these guys in there? I think that's terrible. As far as football, I can't think of anything for football. I would like to see them start playing football again, stop protecting these quarterbacks. You know, you can't hit them high. You can't hit them at the knee. You can't hit them at the ankles. You have a two-area radius to hit them. If not, you're getting a penalty or thrown out of the game. College football, get rid of this. You get a personal foul, you're thrown out of the game. That's disgusting. These guys are moving. Get rid of that. Personal foul, give them the 15, 30 yards. But if you get the second one, throw them out. Get rid of that one 15-yard penalty and you're out. Those are some rules I would definitely change. And in boxing, I would have it where guys who cheat like a Tyson Fury with his gloves would be banned. Anybody who uses steroids would be banned. All these guys who are out here using steroids like that need to be banned from the sport. That's the only way you're going to get rid of it. You test dirty, you're banned for the year. You could appeal maybe in 3 years. Get all that crap out of here. I'm talking Fury who tested positive. I'm talking Canelo who tested positive. All these guys, they need to be punished. We have the biggest guys in the sports doing it. What do you think the borderline guys are going to do? They're going to do it to try to get to the next level. Got to get that out of the sport.
Smoking Jim.
Well, I thought it was a speed round. My fault.
No, sir.
Hey.
I'm watching you, Jim.
Boxing is easy. My dad just got a smartphone for the first time. I can't keep his nose off of YouTube watching the old fights. That's all you got to do in boxing. You know, you do the story all week long leading up to, you know, a great fight, Jake LaMotta, Sugar Ray Robinson or whatever. People watch it on TV like it's live. They love the old fights. You know, boxing never gets old. Football's already doing what it's supposed to do. Football's in the news each and every day. You go ahead and hold the draft. I know Luther wants it to be a celebration. I guess he wants, you know, it's destiny we're supposed to do now, but he wants everybody hugging Roger Goodell. You know what I mean? You ain't going to have that, but you can still have the draft. I got to agree with Claudio, as usual, that, hey, put the Pete Rose on the ballot, like Luther said, Barry Bonds and some of these other guys. Do away with basketball. You know, prima donna. Your number one guy in basketball is LeBron James. I could give a hoot about him. LeBron James is the guy that never went to school but want to put school on everybody else. Here's a guy that already came out so selfish that he wouldn't play basketball if they restarted it up again without people in the stands. So forget basketball. They don't want to play. You know what I mean? You grew up playing playground. You grew up playing on empty playgrounds. Now they won't play. That's 25,000 people in the seat. So forget about that. So I would just concentrate on professional wrestling, the NFL, college football, you know, and baseball. People that actually want to care about their sport.
All right.
See, but if LeBron, you know, LeBron was an All-State wide receiver. He'd be the greatest tight end in the history of the game if he decided to go to
I don't think he would, because he didn't like to get hit in basketball. Imagine in football.
Oh, he gets beat up like Shaq gets beat up. Come on, Claudio.
He gets bumped. He's holding his head and he's complaining. NFL, he'd get slaughtered.
Oh, he gets destroyed and doesn't get contact. He doesn't get called. Come on.
Imagine, what happened in football.
Quit disrespecting the king.
Oh, my God.
Did you all ever see him play football in high school? A monster.
Yeah, he played against Gateway, and he quit after the first quarter.
He put up 50 points in the first quarter against Gateway. Oh, man. Quit talking about the king.
Usual, you
Can I do one shout out? Can I do one shout out, Claudio?
For $50, yes.
Yeah, you got a shout out to Stephen Winooski. The Pittsburgh Steelers just picked him up. What an upgrade over Ramon Foster and B.J. Finney. We finally got a left guard. I know his dad, Leo Winooski, was a great football player for Fox Chapel. And don't forget about his uncle, Steve Winooski, who was an 8-time Pro Bowler. So Pittsburgh Steelers finally got a Winooski, and I think he'll do a great job here.
Yeah, underrated move. Yes, definitely.
Guys, as always, absolutely love having you on. Thank you for taking the time. And I think you brought up a lot of enjoyment to whoever listens to the show and kind of got their mind off of things. So, as always, thank you for being on the show.
Hey,
and I miss you guys.
It's always fun.
I miss you guys at the studio, man. I can't wait till things get better and we can meet up at the studio, because there's nothing better than being on TV with you guys. So thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam. All
right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate
I appreciate
it. Thank you, Adam. Claudio.
Hey, brother, thank you. Okay, everyone. I know you enjoyed the show. Smoking Jim and Luther, as I always say, they are the best. Love having them on. As always, want to thank Rick Mitchell and my great producer, Adam Zaloof. Thank you to our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRalsano.com. Thank you for the great emails. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the show. You can also listen to it now on Spreaker.com/user/ESPEN blog. I appreciate being on that station now. And we have some great guests coming up as always. And as always, want to thank my mom and dad, Olindo and Ida Relsano. And real quick, years ago, I remember some things were going on that were tough. I had to face a lot of obstacles, and I decided to write down all of the so-called crisis / tough things that were going on in my life. So I wrote down things from a girl who dogged me back in 1982 to my car breaking down, or just all kind of things. I just decided to write them down. And I came up with about, 120 some odd things in my life that were so-called crisis. And out of those 120 some odd things, only three things didn't work out. And that is my mom passing, my dad passing, and my dog passing. I loved my dog. Other than that, everything else turned out okay. I look back at those things that happened and what happened, the after effect the result of those things. And thank God everything turned out pretty good. And this thing that we're all going through right now is, as they say, this too shall pass. I don't know when, but, whatever you believe in, I know I pray all the time that this goes away quick, because I feel bad for people. I hate like hell to see people hurting. And but I do know it's going to end. I don't know when, but I know we have great people. A lot of doctors and scientists. There's some great news out of University of Pittsburgh that they're looking at a vaccine that could help. So just keep the faith, hang in there. Let's be careful with things as far as the social distancing and all that kind of stuff. And eventually things are going to turn out okay. And so just keep hanging in there. And as I said, this too shall pass. So as always, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.
Spring is here, and so are spring allergies. Are you experiencing headaches, fatigue, nasal congestion, itchy watery eyes, ear pressure, or vertigo? You may have spring and summer allergies. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois. We'll diagnose, treat, and get you feeling better. Allergy therapy could help eliminate these symptoms and avoid the hassles of daily medications, as well as the side effects that go along with them. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. Call Dr. Roscoe's office today, 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.